Well, now, have you heard people talking about dragonflies or snake doctors or
snake doctors? Now, I've seen some of them.
Well, now, what do they look like? They
put you in the mind of that. That's like the only thing I've seen.
Okay.
It looked like that.
What do people call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Call that a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
See, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy. Well, let me put it another way. If the boy, let's say, a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too,
mm-hmm.
Somebody might look at the boy and say, oh, he sure does, what, his father?
He sure does, he's just like his dad.
Okay, so if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you say the boy favors his father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy...
You say just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born?
We call her midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A stuffed city slicker.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might
they call a country cracker?
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is the color of yours?
Call them brown skin.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is the color of mine?
White people.
Okay. Now, if a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
A nigger.
Okay. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him?
So, call him pigs.
Okay. Can you think of any other words like that?
Well, that's the biggest word they say when they get mad with them.
Well, have you ever heard anybody use the word sager when they were talking about a white person who'd been bad to them? You ever heard that word? Somebody told me that word over around, somewhere west of Atlanta, and I'd never heard it before. And I just wondered if...
That's, you know, get mad with them, call them extra crackers one, you know,
okay.
Like that. They call them a Negro, a black nigga or something, you know, a junk like that. That's the way they sound.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
Awfully mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
bushed. That's what you said. When you're tired, you're really bushed.
Let's see. The principal at school sent a child home because the child was bad. Now the nurse at school sent a child home because the child...
Wouldn't mind.
No. Now, the principal would send a child home if the child, you know, wouldn't mind. Was bad. Now, why would the nurse send a child home? The nurse at school.
That's one on me. I don't know.
Well, would you say
couldn't do nothing one on one?
So then, if you were going to say it like this, you'd say the nurse sent a child home because the child
that was sick.
Okay, fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick. What?
In the stomach.